Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is day 61 of the year, Monday, March 2nd, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Stephen, Representative Ross has one of the most formidable civil rights resumes in the entire Democratic caucus. After she got her law degree from UNC, she didn't just take a comfortable corporate job and stay there. In 1994, she became the state director for the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU of North Carolina, and she led that organization for nearly a decade. She was in the trenches fighting for juvenile justice reform, and she successfully pressured the state police to start collecting race-based statistics to prove that racial profiling was happening during traffic stops. She knows exactly how to fight the executive branch when they overstep their constitutional authority.
And that background makes her incredibly effective in Washington right now. After serving 10 years in the state legislature and running a massive, high-profile Senate campaign in 2016, she won this House seat in 2020. Now, in the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, she is serving on three major committees. She sits on the Ethics Committee. She is the ranking member of the Environment Subcommittee on Science, Space, and Technology. And crucially, she sits on the House Judiciary Committee, specifically handling immigration integrity and intellectual property.
And she has absolutely weaponized that judiciary seat against the new Trump administration over the last few months. Let's talk about what happened in January of 2026. The new administration launched a series of incredibly aggressive ICE raids across North Carolina. The federal agents were masked, and the local communities were completely terrified. In response, Ross took a massive stand on the House floor. She voted completely against the fiscal year 2026 funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security. She released a blistering statement saying she absolutely refused to fund an agency that was abducting people off the streets and acting without any congressional oversight or body cameras.
She actually pointed to a specific incident where a U.S. citizen was tragically killed during one of these chaotic federal raids. She refused to give the administration a blank check. And in that exact same statement, she blasted the federal government for completely failing Western North Carolina. The western part of the state was devastated by Hurricane Helene way back in 2024, and Ross has been screaming from the rooftops that FEMA is completely out of money, demanding a $13 billion emergency supplemental package. She is constantly fighting for the whole state, not just Raleigh.
But while she is fighting those massive constitutional battles, she is also passing incredibly pragmatic, bipartisan legislation to help working families. And this brings us to one of her biggest victories so far in 2026. In late January, the House officially passed key provisions of her PBM Reform Act. For our listeners who don't know, PBM stands for Pharmacy Benefit Managers. These are massive, unregulated corporate middlemen that dictate which drugs your insurance will cover, and they artificially jack up the prices of life-saving medications just to pad their own profit margins.
It is one of the biggest scams in the healthcare industry. And Ross's bill legally forces these PBMs to delink their corporate compensation from the cost of the medications. It forces total transparency so employers and patients can actually see the real price of the drugs. It was a massive bipartisan victory that she pushed across the finish line, with the help of conservative Republicans in her delegation like Greg Murphy. It proves she can fight the administration on immigration on Monday and pass a bipartisan healthcare bill on Tuesday.
She is also an absolute powerhouse when it comes to bringing federal dollars home to Wake County. Just a few weeks ago, she secured over $6.2 million in specific community projects for her district. She got over $1 million to buy a mobile command center for the Wake County Sheriff's Office and hundreds of thousands of dollars to fund community violence intervention programs and upgrade the technology for the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. She is deeply focused on localized public safety.
And she doesn't really have to worry about a massive re-election fight this year. Her district, NC02, is a D+12 Democratic fortress. The Democratic primary for March 2026 was actually canceled because she didn't even draw a challenger. She is incredibly secure, which allows her to act as the progressive anchor for the entire state delegation.
The civil rights lawyer who took on the corporate healthcare middleman.
The defender of the research triangle holding the administration accountable.
That is Representative Deborah Ross.
That is our profile for North Carolina's 2nd District, Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.